We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we were just talking off the air about President Biden. And when he reads the teleprompter, they need to stop putting messages at the end, like end of message, because that one's indefensible. The other one they tried saying, because when he said end of quote, he actually had been quoting someone and they were trying to excuse it. But, well, you know, it was end of quote and it was fine that he said it. This one, you don't just throw on the end of message. As you noted, it's the Ron Burgundy moment that he had. He'll read whatever you put on the teleprompter.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And we were just talking, you know, there's this rift between the president and the vice president. And I speculated to how soon does the vice president's staff infiltrate the teleprompter and go for the big one? You know, go F yourself, San Diego. When do we hear the president say, go F yourself, America, as maybe it's a means of getting that 25th Amendment kicked in?
Well, but the problem is there's going to be a lot of people like that squad that would be cheering him if he said that. They'd love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And,
do you see, by the way, the one name that comes to mind is our very own Ilhan Omar, if he said that. Rand Paul wants to help fund her a trip to Somalia to see how great life is here, because she's always, you know, complaining about how bad it is here. I don't understand. And by the way, in her district, how much of her district is actually Somali? I mean, is it overwhelming? I don't think it is. I mean, but she still keeps getting reelected.
Yeah, you know, in Minneapolis, I mean, there's enough of a Somali population in Minneapolis where it would be really difficult to beat her.
Because they would vote 100% or near 100% for her.
Yeah.
And they'll come out strong to vote for her. Yeah.
Right. Well, right.
I mean, she'll be around for a while, and hopefully she doesn't have that great of an impact. That would be nice. Hey, did you – I saw this because I was out of town. What did Arredondo, the police chief in Minneapolis, what was his reasoning for stepping down?
You know, honestly, I didn't see it, but I think we kind of know what his reasoning is.
Well, yeah.
Whatever he said publicly, we know what the real reason is. I mean, I don't think any police chief would want to stay around while the city council plays social engineering with your – you know, with your police force. I did see somewhere, I believe, that the MPD now has been, their funding has been restored to the pre-defund the police level. So obviously that the defund the police effort has been a colossal failure.
Well, but that also was inadequate. They still needed more funding. But here's the question. Who in their right mind would come from the outside to be the police chief of that city? And who in their right mind would want to go and be a cop in Minneapolis, you know, to start
I
new?
Totally agree. You know, yeah.
That's the problem with it. And and the other problem is there is the story of the attempted carjacking at the Lund's Byerly's. This issue is not staying in Minneapolis. It's pushing out into the suburbs, and it's going to keep pushing out. And it's all because of those idiots on that city council that enabled this.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just the city council and defund the police, Bob. You know, what really has started this whole thing, going back to what happened with George Floyd last year, was you have the leader of our state fanning the flames anytime a police officer is involved in a shooting of a person of color and immediately assuming sinister motives. And you have an attorney general that is prosecuting cops for when these stops go bad. And, I mean, cops are human. They're going to say, screw it. Why would I want to risk 20 years to life in prison over a carjacking, you know, a robbery, you know, you name it. All these crimes, they're like, it's... Unless someone's immediately, you know, being harmed, they're not going to. They're just going to say, forget it. It's not worth me ruining my life.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And the other problem is there are, like I mentioned, Ilhan Omar, her and her ilk. You have politicians talking about redistribution of wealth. Well, that's sending a message. Hey, take what you want. I think that's at the root of a lot of these smash and grabs when they go into Louis Vuitton and they go into these stores and just empty the store. Because they're being told, hey, you're not getting your fair share. We need to redistribute the wealth. And they're taking it upon themselves to do it. It's a weak excuse, but I think they're using it for that.
Yep, I think so too.
It's just, it's horrible. And there's nothing that they do about it. I mean, okay, let's say even if you have security, they're not going to shoot them because they'll go to jail right. for life. So you can't, how do you stop it? You really can't stop it.
You're exactly right, Bob. I mean, in this current climate, this is going to continue. These incidents are going to continue. I think public safety is going to be the big issue in the governor attorney general's elections in Minnesota next year.
Well, they got to get rid of the governor. I mean, my biggest problem with Walz is what he did, much like other governors, including Cuomo, with putting people with COVID back in nursing homes. That one was reprehensible and inexcusable. And our attorney general, I mean, this guy, I don't understand how he got elected with all the information that was out there. So many careers were ruined by, and justifiably so, but by, you know, by women claiming that they were, how they were treated by men. And then he had the ex-girlfriend who was very explicit in what he did, but that didn't mean a thing. So I guess it only works if you're a Republican and if you're Al Franken. In retrospect, Franken yeah. never should have resigned.
Right. I agree. No, but I think partly is what the media chooses to make a big deal out of. And they did. They suppressed stories about Ellison and the allegations against him.
Well, not only that. Okay, you want to talk about a story that's where there's suppression. Look what happened in Wisconsin. That psycho who they make it sound like it was the SUV that just drove itself into that crowd, killing people. That story from the national standpoint has disappeared because it doesn't fit a narrative for a lot of these news stations. Because it wasn't some white supremacist that they could pin it on.
And no, it was an anti-white racist that did it.
Yes, but that doesn't really work. So
no, doesn't fit their agenda of what they want to have accomplished here. So
well,
I agree with you.
I'm just glad that CNN made the right move by hiring that Chris Matthews. No, not Matthews. What the heck's his name?
Chris Wallace.
You know what? Mike Wallace should be spinning in his grave, embarrassed for that kid. But, you know, that's his son. You know, he quits Fox and he goes over there. He must have been told that they did not want to keep him or they were lowballing him. Because why would you go to a network that has a fraction of the viewers that Fox does? But I guess maybe it's the core group that he wants to have.
Yeah. Well, and he's not even going to the network itself. He's the CNN Plus. It's their streaming service.
Who watches that?
Like an online thing.
I mean, who would even put on their phone to watch CNN Streaming Plus? That's a tough one to figure out. Well, all right, Jeff, yeah. I got to ask you a quick one. Give me your quick overview on the Vikings. Do you think they make the playoffs? Because there are some putrid teams. They're battling for a playoff spot. You know, the Redskins, they're ahead of them. But the teams that they're battling, you know, to get over the Redskins, the Cardinals, the Falcons, come on. I mean, teams like that, that's just a bad lot of the Eagles. These are bad teams.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they almost always win. So
yes, it's true.
You know, I don't know where you can't predict this team from one week to the next, Bob. I mean, they go out and they look like world beaters against the Packers, and then they go and lay an egg against the Detroit Lions.
I don't see them. I don't see them winning in Chicago and Green Bay and the Rams coming in here.
No.
So
no.
That one I don't
see
at all.
But, you know, I kind of hope they don't make the playoffs because it just gives more reason to make a change, not only at the coach position, but I think it's time for the general manager to change, too.
Yeah, you know what? I think Spielman survives, Zimmer doesn't. We'll have to see how it plays out.
I think you're right, unfortunately, but I do think that, you know, everybody wants to complain about Cousins and this contract, and I don't think Cousins is really the problem on this team. But You know, Cousins is a reaction. Is still you're still feeling the effects of years ago when Rick Spielman reached up and took Christian Ponder way too soon.
Yeah.
And then had a credit and burned another first round pick on Teddy Bridgewater, and then had to go out and sign Kirk Cousins for a lot of money, which then takes a lot of money away from other areas. So you have this mistake on a draft pick from 10 years ago now, still affecting
haunting
this
you.
Franchise.
Absolutely.
And, you know, normally a general manager gets one shot at a quarterback. We've now given Spielman three. I think you're right. Zimmer will be the fall guy, but unfortunately, I think it's time to change both.
Completely agree. Jeff, as always, thank you so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.